I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
That's right, we are the Grillin' Guys and we do like fire.
Fire. We're going to fire up that grill in about a half hour, man. We're going to be cooking some brats. We're going to get some fresh fish. We're going to make it happen.
Yeah, and like Big Paulie says, when you're cooking fish, you don't fry it. You threaten it.
That's right. That's right.
You just put it on a little bit and a little bit and bang. It's got to be a little juicy or you overcooked it. So we are at the Dam-to-Dam Fishing Contest, Ice Fishing Contest, and we're going to talk to Big Mike. Do we have Big Mike on the line yet?
Big Z, are you out there?
Or, I'm sorry. Big Z.
Big Z, you there?
He's actually in a shanty or sitting out on the ice right now, wants to give us a little report. We're going to see how many fish he's got in the bucket. Are you there, Z?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, dude.
How's the fishing, man?
Well, it's kind of slow right now. We did get a northern about 25, 26 inches a little while ago, and then a few perch. They're running on the small side, but it was doing real good earlier this morning, but it's slowed down now. And we're waiting for the afternoon to really kick up.
Yeah, so are we waiting for the afternoon to really kick up. What'd you get the pike on? Did you get him on a tip-up, or were you jigging for him?
Yeah, he's on a tip-up. He had a great big old sucker minnow, and it was just as soon as we put the sucker down the hole, we got the tip up. It hit it right away.
Well, you found that one. You must have dropped it right on him, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He had a couple of different minnows in his mouth. So other people were having troubles with him, but we faked him out and got him.
Well, thanks a lot for the report, Z. And we'll be out there with our grill. Make sure when you see that big smoke signal out there, you come on up and try some Grillin' Guys sausage, all right? We want to give you a little taste of that sausage, and we've got some excellent venison jerky we'll be smoking up. So stop in and say hi again, would you?
You betcha.
Okay, that was Z for our thank you. That was Z for our live report on the ice, and we now have the originator of this whole shindig, the one and only Tony Gates. Thanks for coming in, Tony.
Hey, guys, thanks a lot. I just missed his report. Was he catching any fish?
He did. He actually got a 25-inch northern.
That's nice. That's a nice one.
Not bad.
You had Michelle on from the Trading Post, and she puts pictures of fish up. People stop by and take pictures. And a couple of weeks ago, on a Saturday, out of the same hole, they got a 46-inch northern and a 42-inch northern. So you look at those fish and you go, my gosh, there's some big pike in here.
Yeah.
Really big pike. I'm Tony Gates. That's right. On Classic Rock 97 LAV and 1340 WJRW. You guys sound good. The signal sounds amazing back to Grand Rapids.
I've been
talking to some people that are listening to it. We started this. It wasn't just me. It was Bruce, who was the owner of the Driftwood at the time, and his wife, Christine, and Michelle. And I love Michelle. And I was there when they put in new bait tanks. It was a big day at the Trading Post. And she does cool things like our frequency is 97, so she'll lower the price of her minnows for 97 cents or whatever for this weekend. But the idea was to give back to the community. And when you raise $16,000 like we did last year with the help of the Free Foundation matching whatever we raise, or 18,000, I can't remember the exact figure. That's a big check for any county, but Newaygo County, that's even bigger. So they're so appreciative, and it helps fund programs like Big Brothers and Big Sisters, where they can take kids ice fishing and teach them how to ice fish, or they can take kids to the ballpark. And our Whitecaps friends are giving us tickets and suites, and everybody has really stepped up. This is the fifth year that we've done this, and it's the Dam to Dam. You can fish anywhere between Croton Dam and Hardy, and that's about 8 miles of water. And one of the things that people are grumbling about is a little bit, we had so much ice up here, a lot of ice, because it was so cold. There's a little backwater lagoon off of the Little Muskegon, and it's kind of a secret for, you know, but the locals know about it because it goes to about a foot and a half of water off the river, and then it drops down to about 9 feet, and it's a lagoon about the size of anybody's big backyard, and they catch a lot of fish out of there. So they can't get in there right now because the ice is still in the middle, but they can't get to the edges. So it's a good time, and Leinekugel, just as a matter of reference, we started some time ago, 7-8 years ago, doing Lineys have these wonderful canoes that they get out of Minnesota,
one
of the best canoes made. And they said, hey, you know, we want to do something with you guys, because they were expanding. The Midwest was getting turned on to summer shandy. And so we started the Leinekugel canoe trip down the Muskegon River in the summer, and it's right in the heart of July or August. And we started the first one, I think, was like 40 people. We put them on a bus. We had a keg of Liney on the bus. We bussed them up to the ramp. Canoes are waiting. We partner with a local like Wisner's Canoe Livery. And then we give everybody a little cooler of Liney Kugel and, you know, a sandwich or whatever. And we float halfway down the river. There's a sandbar and an island. We take pictures. We made the Liney Legend, which is their newspaper. And then we float down. And then last year, our friends at Howard City over at Latitudes were there grilling. And when we got off, we had ribs and chicken because we've been drinking on the river. We want to make sure everybody was okay. We had ribs, chicken. We had burgers. And it's just a big party. And then we give away one of those canoes. And the second year we did it, the Honey Weiss was out, and they laminated the canoe in honeycomb. So it was a very unique. So now everybody that wins a canoe is automatically invited back. It became a big ticket item you could only win on the radio. And I think last year we did something like 75 people, and it's just a big party. So we thought, well, what can we do in the winter with Liney Kugel? And that's how this came about. It was Bruce from the Driftwood. Don owns it now. And it was Michelle, and it was me, and we're sitting down having a beer, and we said, let's do something fun in the winter. And this is what happened, and that was 5 years ago.
That's pretty fun, isn't it?
Oh, I mean,
when you create something that just blossoms. Of course, you've got a huge audience. You've been in radio in West Michigan for 25, 30 years.
Yep.
I know when I first moved to Grand Rapids, you were just a kid on the radio, 20 years old?
Yeah, I think I started when I was 19.
Yeah.
Introducing Bob Seger at the Raft Race. Yep.
Yeah, I was there.
All right, well, a lot of us were, but we don't remember a whole lot about it. I just want to say, because I got here late, I know you guys wanted me on earlier, I'm sorry, but one of the things that I do is I bought a little trailer cottage up here 5 years ago with my wife, and we absolutely love it. And so that's how I discovered. I fished the Muskegon below the dam year-round. I mean, there's some tremendous steelhead fishing right now.
Right.
The walleye are coming in. We fish smallmouth bass in the summer with the fly rods, and it's just a tremendous fishery. And so I got to know the locals. I got to know all the guides. And then now what I do is, because it's a pretty expansive body of water, and we go up and fish above Hardy and catch big walleye and big perch up there, too. But I was just this morning I was in a guy's shanty. Last year I was driving around on a quad, and you pull up to a guy's shanty in a quad, and they're like, who the hell are you?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want?
Right.
And they figure it out, it's me. Come on in! And the thing is, everybody's got something. You got to do a shot of Hot Damn. You got to do a shot of Schnapps. And it's like the first year I did this, I could hardly even stand up to give away the raffle ticket. So I'm trying to pace myself. But I just went into a shanty to say hi to some guys. They're all out on the ice now because it's a sunny day. They got their kibachis. They got their little grills. And I just had, so far this morning, I've had venison. I've had elk. I've had, some guy had was deep frying smelt out there. You know, and it's like everybody's having a good time. Somebody early this morning, just before sunup, I saw him down there in a lantern, and I went down to check on the ice, and official start time was sunup, but who cares, right? And he had sausage, Polly sausage, and scrambled eggs, and Bloody Marys, and
great.
I mean, these people know how to party.
Right. Well, if you're going to go out and you're going to do this, you're going to make a day of it, and it is a beautiful day. You've been out on the ice. Is there enough ice?
There's ice. Well, on the shallow side, you got to remember that the Muskegon, there's two different areas. The Muskegon River feeds into this, and on the deep side, when they put the dam up, I think in 1907, it was for electric, you know, to generate electricity. And I got to thank Consumers Power because they gave us gift certificates today to put towards your power bill as part of the raffle prizes. But where I live on the high side, it's like 40 feet of water, and there's a lot of current. So we had most this year 10 inches of ice. It's down to probably about 5 right now. But on the shallow sides, where after it flooded and came all the way over to the campground, in about 15 feet of water, not a lot of current, there's over 2 feet of ice. So it depends on, that's where those big pike crews up in and out of there too. So it depends on where you go. I mean, you know, I think it's good that we have a little open water down by the on the causeway and the bridge there, because there's a lot of walleye in there. There's good current, and it feeds into the Little Pond Croton, which is fed by the Little Muskegon River on the north end. And so I think it's good, because I think otherwise people might venture out there, and that usually doesn't freeze all the way over. But we got plenty of ice.
Well, your better half's here, so she's going to take you away. That was Tony Gates. Thank you so much for stopping in, Tony. I know you got a big day.
You know what? You guys'
really
show sounds great. Now, just so we know, because the festivities, you know, the Wayans at 3:30 down at the American Legion, they've been great. They give us the proceeds. They open it up to the public. But where are you guys grilling?
We're going to be out at the Liney Lodge.
Liney Lodge.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Right on. Right just off the campground where people were camping last night.
Bring your fish up and we'll grill them for you.
I love that. All right. Thanks
great.
A lot, guys. I'm
Thanks
sorry
a lot.
I didn't get
that
here
was...
until sooner. I'd love to visit with you guys anytime.
Well, we'll talk to you next week. That was Tony Gates from WLAV and a good partner for the show. We're part of the Citadel Group. But we want to thank David Shanley for producing us today. And Emily Westfall's back in the studio. Dave's done a great job up here. Pushing all the buttons and getting us connected, Crappy Joppy, Brad the Builder, and it's just been a ton of fun. We're going to go out. We're going to smoke some food right now.
We're going to smoke some crappies too, baby.
Yeah,
we're going
right.
to be catching some fish here.
I'm going to smoke you on the ice, what I'm going to do. I'm going to smoke a big joppy.
I can't let it go. I just can't let it go. Anybody who's got a shoestring on
Do you see that hat Tony has on? Tony has a man's hat
he's
on, for crying out loud.
He's got a Filson on, and I own one of those, but I don't know anything with a shoe. shoestring on it. I'm going to tell you that right now.
You've got a wannabe in your truck. I saw it in the grilling rig.
I got a wannabe with somebody else if you're wearing that hat. You. That's the wannabe.
Well, we've got the whole crew showing up here, so we're going to end the show today with a little bit of one of our favorite bands, and this is
Crappy Joppy saying, enjoy your day. It's a beautiful day. Thanks for listening, and we're the Grilling Guys every Saturday.
Right. This is Outer Vibe, and this is Barbecue Bob saying we're out of here. Thanks a lot.